ticket.
Hello. I don't know how it goes. I lost it.
That was some sad follow-up.
Yeah, that was not the best, but, you know, he was feeling down. His pops caught him smoking, and he said no way.
Yeah. That hypocrite smokes 2 packs a day.
That's too expensive. No one can afford to smoke 2 packs a day.
Good Lord, seriously. It's like more expensive than my comic book habit.
Yeah.
Cost me $20 today.
Ah, killing me, Smalls.
One of them was a trade paperback with like half a dozen comics in it. So for $10. So that was a bargain.
Mm. Of what?
The Sixth Gun. Do you know Colin Bunn?
Nope.
All right. He is currently, him and his partner are currently writing a series called The Damned, which I really, really enjoy.
Mm, okay.
Which is like a bunch of mobsters, but the mobsters are all demons.
Okay.
And it's a story about, you know, this guy and how he interacts with said demons. And this was a story that Sixth Gun was a story they had done previously to The Damned. So I thought I would check it out. And they've got a new comic coming out that I think is a follow-up to Sixth Gun, which comes out for free comic book day next weekend.
Mm.
So I got to get down to the comic book store next weekend to get free comic book. I don't know what happened to the first 5 Gun Samurai. I haven't read it yet. I just bought it today, man.
Is it like Leonard Part 6?
It could be like Leonard Part 6. You can't talk about that, though.
Why not?
Is that a Bill Cosby?
Oh, well, I don't want to.
He doesn't exist. He's been banished from all of, you know, history.
I don't want to, you know, endorse him in any way, but that film definitely happened.
Nope, it's like a vacated NCAA championship, Ian. It's just gone.
Okay.
And stranger things that have occurred in the past week, I now have 5 people that report to me.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
That is unexpected.
Did you get a raise?
Not yet.
Did they promise you a raise?
In theory.
Okay. I know that we both used to work for a company that would promise you something and never fulfill it for years and years, so I'm distrusting as well, but...
Well, this is a unplanned kind of change, so there's no... It wasn't budgeted for.
Okay. Which is a legitimate reason when you're working for, you know, government.
Yeah. And we do our things always, no matter, even if you just change jobs inside, you still have to have 6 months of probation in that job.
Right.
So it wouldn't be until, you know, November anyway that I'd even be eligible for the raise kind of deal. So, if you know, assuming I don't screw it up and get fired, I'll get a raise in 2019. All right, ready to start? Small crowd tonight.
Yeah. Oh, what was I thinking? The place
I blame Genda. He chased away all of my listeners. We should put that in the show just so he hears it.
The place where we stayed had free pinball.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. I was sad. That was both when we arrived and when I discovered the pinball, I thought about you. Because when you arrived, turns out the third bedroom was in a completely separate, like, suite on its own. Like, there were, like, a wall and 2 doors plus an outside exit in between us and the third bedroom. And I was like, oh, I could have easily stored my good friend Craig in there. And he would have not even noticed.
Living the dream with free pinball, too.
Yeah. They had a really nice Star Wars machine, a Ghostbusters machine, and a...
Good Ghostbusters or new crap Ghostbusters?
Good Ghostbusters. It was a new crap machine. They were all brand new Stern machines.
Oh, that were set for free play? Nice.
Yeah. Everything in their game room was set to free play. It was shocking.
Yeah, you just had to have a card, you know, your door
card. Like a room card to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the third pinball machine? That's going to bug me. Transformers? No.
More than meets the eye.
Oh, well. It was awesome.
Autobots waged their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons.
And in case anybody is listening that is curious, Ray and I are excellent at escape rooms. The end.
Yeah.
Oh, you did another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got to keep this streak alive. The one we did here was okay. Yeah, this one was also solid.
I would do another one. You know, the key is just to keep reading the same thing out loud 10 times until someone goes, oh, right. That's information. And use your clues early.
Yeah, we didn't. There were no clues.
Oh.
There was no clues.
Yeah, there were no clues and no starting point. They just stuck us in a room. And we were just like, all right, we've got data, 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 data. We just need someone to put this data in a line. And Karen and Kate were willing to do that. And everything went swimmingly.
Nice.
But yeah, it was like, don't touch this. This has nothing to do with it, so please don't pull that off the wall. Everything else is fair game.
Okay. Well, another one we went to where the thing was, like, broken and coming up out of the concrete because people apparently were way too abusive to it. All right, we ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's start this party with a bang.
Bang?
Bang. Bangity bang.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 138th question mark.
I don't know.
All right. Let's talk about the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Yes, 138.
All right. Woo! Yay. I couldn't remember because I wasn't here last week, and then the show before that had no number. And
true.
Back with you, the greatest of all hosts. It is me. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Chaos Nevity Snoo, Stinky Pete. How you doing?
Good.
Yes. Dynamite.
Dynamite! I wasn't here last week because I have this weird rule, no working on my birthday.
That's a good rule.
I didn't work on my birthday.
Right. But is this work? This isn't work.
We get paid.
Nah,
doesn't that make it work?
Yeah, up to you.
Sorry. Special thanks to Jenda and his new baby.
Yeah, congratulations.
So somehow he was crazy enough to sit in this show like, you know, mere minutes before he became a dad.
He wanted to work it in before he had a kid. He thought he had more time. But
so what you're saying is he just wanted some good practice of being up until 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right, hey, there you go.
That's what he gets for living across the pond. All right, so this is, holy smokes, it's the end of April already. Man. April 25th through May 2nd of the 2018s. Just for those keeping score, Pens, Capitals, tomorrow night. Be there. Yeah. But more importantly, tomorrow night, draft. Double be there.
Is it already happening?
I love me some draft. I can't wait.
I thought the draft was like 2 weeks ago.
No, it is tomorrow night and Friday night and Saturday. You know.
How can you watch past the first round?
Yeah, I can't fathom that. Like, the first round would be painful enough.
Yeah. Nope, it's gold.
It takes so long.
Gold. They shorten it down. You only get like 5 minutes per team now to pick.
That is true. That is true.
When it was 20 minutes per team or whatever it was per pick, that got a little slow.
And I get it that it's your jam, and I don't want to fault you for that. Because I enjoy football, I would say at least as much as you do.
Sure.
Probably not more so, but equivalently, it's one thing that brings us together as friends. I get just as much satisfaction from the draft by, you know, Monday morning, reading the list of everything that happened. Like, watching that, I don't feel like that's a live event that needs to be part of my life.
It does. It is, and it should be. And, you know, Ian, there's nothing more satisfying than every year waiting until, like, way too late to watch the Steelers take the same guy they've taken the previous 10 years in a row. They just scratch out his name and write some other name in, but it's the same guy. It's a too small, not strong enough, not fast, underperforming linebacker.
Outside linebacker from Ohio State?
Yeah, he will enjoy, you know, one sack per season and then won a lot of money. Because this is what we draft every single year. God, they suck. All right, let's talk about Puzzle Quest. Yeah, you're killing me with all these derailments. God. All right, your Deadpool dailies this week. Wednesday, that's today. Blue Strange tomorrow. Black Thanos on the day that, you know, the Thanos movie comes out.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Weird timing.
Friday, Purple Hawkeye. Saturday, Yellow Star-Lord. Sunday, Purple Elektra. Monday, Purple Gambit. Tuesday is the Blue Angel. And Wednesday is the Blue Black Panther. Hey, speaking of something, it's kind of like Blue Angel. Mm-hmm. So releases came out for the new Hanna-Barbera crossover comics.
Mm.
Right? So get this. It's Speed Buggy with Flash. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So right? That seems like a pretty obvious team up there.
Yep. Jabberjaw is with Aquaman.
Again. No doubt that's the way to go.
This one's pretty sweet. Are you ready? It's Black Lightning with Hong Kong Phooey.
Little bit racist, but funny.
All right. And now here's the really awful one. It is the sweetness that is Blue Falcon and Dynamite, which are amazing. Sadly teamed up with Super Sons.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's the lame comic that's got like Superman's kid, their dogs, their pets, their, you know, their friends that are gerbils. Like, it's terrible. No Super Sons. Bad times.
I'm going to continue to pretend I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I had ordered anyway because, you know, Blue Falcon and Dynamite. I mean, that's awesome.
I don't think they can carry their own show, let alone a team up with that awful nonsense.
They could totally carry their own show. Their show was great.
It was better than some, because I do like a good Hanna-Barbera superhero, but he is definitely a lower tier Hanna-Barbera superhero.
Yeah, well, he was, you know, like Scooby-Doo's robotic cousin.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just a bummer.
And your 5-day 4-star Kanash? Of the Titans. 423 was Ghost Rider versus Galactus?
Yes.
All right. I saved up a bunch of black and then showed my scary face to Galactus. End of game.
Kind of the same story. I almost beat him with red and green, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, almost.
Oh, I'm going to have to try it after the show.
I got black charged finally, and I'm like, all right, I'm done playing. So I just hit it. But he was getting really low with just red and green.
That is interesting.
Give it a whirl, Ian.
I will, because Jenda had discouraged me from attempting it, because I don't remember where my Ghost Rider is, but I want to say that he's at like a 5-5-1. Like, I only have, at best case scenario, I have one level of Penance Stare, and he's only at a level 70, and if there was no hope, I don't want to just, you know, waste ISO leveling him up. But I feel emboldened now that Ray has told me to give it a try.
I would give it a try. I was getting real close before the black got charged, so it might be worth it.
All right. And coming up next on the 28th, the Star-Lord versus somebody? Drax or somebody? Was it something weird like that?
I don't know. I really need to look this up.
Somebody should use Joe's spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Samurai says that it is 3-star Gamora.
Okay. That sounds accurate.
Good old Samurai. Where'd we be without him?
Spreading misinformation as usual.
That's true. Over in your story events, we got Web Wonder is running now. 16,000 gets you 3 Daredevils. 32,000 is a Green Daisy. 57K for the 30 CP. Top 50 folks get the King of Wakanda. And 51 to 400 is Gray Suit Black Widow. Hearts of Darkness rolls in next. 17,000 for 3 Gray Suit. 33,500 is a Red Wakan King. 54,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get meh. And 51 to 400 is Mohawk. The time is on my side season. Ray, you've got 4 days left. There's your
Already completed.
Okay.
Way ahead of the game this time.
Last time you didn't, you know, you were fighting at the last minute.
Yeah.
So Sharp Dressed is running right now. 800 Yellow Patch, 900 Purple Kingpin. 1200 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Safari Joe, and 11 to 50 get Fist. So there you go. Ian, tell me about some pie.
Oh my goodness. We're there already. Let me tell you about some delicious dessert pie known as Mississippi Mud Pie. It's kind of a hoax. It's really just chocolate pie. and it's, I don't know if it's, it is preferred a la mode. I'm not, if you don't like your chocolate, then I would say stay away from Mississippi Mud Pie. It's got kind of an almost unbaked gooey center. I would go with probably a graham cracker crust. That would probably be better than your typical short crust. As Craig's Clue pointed out, it's a very popular flavor available in cake, ice cream. What else was on there?
Beer.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, so there's a black and... Oh, it just appeared in the chat. So there's a black and tan beer that's called Mississippi Mud.
Oh, okay. I'm back on board. I think it was also one of the... Is it one of the flavors of ice cream that Chunk was enjoying in that freezer until the dead guy fell on him?
Right as you were talking about it, Asceticus was like, it's a Baskin-Robbins flavor, too.
I only remember it because I went on to, after seeing that movie when it had come out, I went on to try all those flavors because they sounded so good. That's where I discovered Rocky Road ice cream. I was really into that for a lot of years.
What? It was an Oreo flavor?
What? Really? Yeah, they I don't really like any deviation from the traditional Oreo flavoring of chocolate cookie and white filling. Because all of them have turned out to be yummy, but you can't eat more than like two.
Yeah.
So those key lime pie ones you bought. Was,
woo.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's good. That's good. I'm done. It's gross. Yep.
The Rice Krispie one was actually pretty good.
So anyway, Mississippi Mud Pie. It's mostly just a chocolate pudding in a graham cracker crust. You can adjust the filling to your liking. Consider some whipped cream to help break through the richness of the pie. That is Mississippi Mud Pie, brought to you this week, like so many weeks, this pie. Thanks to this pie.
I can't believe that we got through that segment. Well, we're not, because I'm bringing it up now, but without bringing up the Muppets Mississippi Mud scene. No? Mm-hmm.
Get us there.
No.
Oh, okay.
Did they sing a song?
Muppets sang a song about Mississippi Mud. They had three Muppets with sticking their feet in the mud and splashing around. It's really all I remember.
Now let's get things started on the Muppet Show with some Mississippi Mud.
When the sun goes down and the tide goes out and the people gather around and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to get your feet on the Mississippi Mud. It's a treat to get your feet on the Mississippi Mud.
All right, well, now the clip and now has appeared.
Is this a Muppet Show or a Muppet movie?
No, it was on the Muppet Show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Samurai has, you know, instantly found the clip and posted it from YouTube.
Look, it shouldn't be that hard, but, I mean, he is good at that, but that was one of my memories from childhood.
That's fine. It was a great show.
Yeah, don't remember that one.
Okay.
All right. News. Hey, there's a slew of new characters.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the one that's...
Are there clues
actually...
for all of them?
Sure. Here's the clues. You ready? The first ready. One's Captain America.
Okay.
The second clue is Black Widow. The third clue is Okoye. And the fourth clue is Iron Spider. In that order.
I'm still going to have to Google that third clue, but...
she's from that Black Panther movie.
Couldn't the second clue be like, this blonde Avenger is dating Colin Jost?
There you go.
No, but if you jump ahead to the release notes, the clue could be clairvoyant or nostalgia.
Nope. Lost
one. Nope.
Well, I don't know. Apparently that gets you Black Widow. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. So, did anybody get a Captain America?
I didn't. I tried a couple times, but I was unsuccessful.
Yeah, I tried 600 command points worth and got one.
Wow. Brazen.
Yeah, I'm not doing command points there. I'm saving my command points for the 20. I don't like spending 25. Every now and then I'll do it, but I just don't like it, so.
Oh, now I get the pun. The original Black Widow's name was Clairvoyant.
Oh.
Yeah, no one really remembers she exists, but there you go.
No.
Solid information, though.
So when are these characters coming out?
Oh, well, Cap is here.
Yeah, this is true.
Widow comes out May 3rd, Okoye May 17th, and Iron Spider is May 31st. All right. And apparently there is a big push to refer to Cap as Lumber Cap, because he's okay.
On Wednesdays, he goes shopping, has butter scones and tea.
That's right.
All right.
Let's talk about the release notes. Hey, there was a clue.
Yeah? What's the clue?
Things that have changed. Character stats that are increased by supports are now displayed in gold. So that's a handy little visual.
Okay. I do like that.
A button is displayed in the support store that allows players to view the chances to receive supports at a given rank for each type of pack.
Okay.
Is there a support store yet?
Yeah, isn't there? I don't know.
Hmm.
I thought there was, but I thought it was temporary. Is there still one?
I don't know. I rarely look at the stores.
We're full of information tonight.
Useless.
It's Craig's first week back. Give him a break. He's acclimating.
There's no store. I don't know. Oh, right. I never click. Hold on. I didn't actually click on it even after I said I was going to go click on it. Nope, that's just a... No. I don't even know how you get there. I'm sitting through the support button.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Is there other news?
News! Nope, that still gets me normal ISO. I don't know. What do I know? Somebody figure that out. On the Steam version of the game, pressing Escape or Space will claim a newly received support. All right. It's fixed a rare crash that happens after claiming red ISO that was given when you first got your supports. Support perks that increase max health no longer heal characters when a battle finishes. I didn't know it was doing that.
Yeah, that's we discussed bonus. That last week.
I wasn't here, yo.
Well, you should listen. I hear it's a good podcast. I don't
listen to this show. Archangel's power, aerial superiority, prevents AP generation by support perks. Thanos' infinite power now prevents tile destruction or modification by support perks. Known issues, support perks that have a chance to activate are activating less often than listed in the descriptions. They're planning to address that by the end of this week. Because coming tomorrow is new supports. Where are my links? There we go. So coming tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern, which is the 26th, there are 10 new supports. They are some things that I don't know what a Corvus Glaive is. I'm assuming that's a person. Or is it a glaive? Named Corvus? I don't know. Cull Obsidian, Ebony Maw, Proxima Midnight, and then the Assorted Stones. Mind Stone, Power, Reality, Soul, Space, and Time. New vault and store openings will be made available at 12 p.m. Eastern. Infinity Stones will be available as Infinity Stone versus Season Rewards. More information coming later. Supports Black Order Store contained all the supports, or the contents of the Supports Comic Store, plus the four Black Order supports, Corvus Glaive, Cull Obsidian, Ebony Maw, and Proxima Midnight. Boy, there's all kind of stuff here. The store will contain beginner, advanced, and master packs, and the Black Order supports will be available at four times odds. There will be the Balancing the Universe Vault. That starts tomorrow at noon Eastern. Tokens can be purchased in groups of 1, 10, and 40 with hero points. This vault has daily deals and can be reset. There are 300 things. A Latest Legends, a Black Order Master Token, 4 Black Order Advanced Tokens, 6 Black Order Beginner Tokens, and a slew of Red ISO and then some covers and normal ISO rewards in there. Also, there's the Heroes for Hire Thanos offer starting tomorrow at noon. For 450 command points, there's a maximum of one purchase. It's 25,000 ISO, 8 purple ISO, 12,000 red ISO, 1 Black Order Master Support Token, 3 Black Order Beginner, and 1 black cover for Thanos. And then the Heroes for Hire Thanos Modern, also 426 at noon, for 4,200 hero points, 7,500 ISO 8, 4,000 red ISO, 2 Black Order Advance, 2 Black Order Beginner, and 3 covers, one of each color for Modern Thanos. So, a lot of stuff coming at you tomorrow.
Yeah. And a movie.
That's true. It'll be like 2 weeks till I go see the movie, though.
Yeah. Really excited to see it, but at the same time, I'm not excited enough to put up with other people.
Yeah, we're me and the cops, we're waiting until the kids leave.
Oh, sure.
So, like, this week's finals, but next week's graduation, so a lot of them will still be here. So we're waiting till, you know, the Tuesday after which.
That's a solid plan. I didn't realize it was so close to the end of the school year.
Yeah. Getting there.
Yeah. So that's all cool stuff. What else we got? Oh, the new shield clearance level bundle. Did you see this? I'm assuming you saw this.
I did.
Yeah.
It looks
for
beefy.
For $34.99, if you're a shield rank 47 or higher, you can get 62,000 ISO 8, 4,800 hero points, 10 command points, 500 red ISO, latest legends, advanced support, 8 heroic tokens, and 3 of each of Nico, Nova, and X-23. So a lot of 4-stars there.
That's
nine levels of...
Yeah, it's a ton of 4-stars. I have not done that yet. I want to, but already having all 3 of them championed, it's holding me back a little bit. I don't really need it, but it'd be nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need all of the things that were mentioned.
Right.
They would all be very beneficial to me.
Yeah, yeah.
King of Wakanda. His rewards have been changed as of today's patch. For level, he will now give covers for Civil War Black Panther. So it's going to go black, yellow, red in that order. 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360. So there you go. I have no idea what level my... Panther is. Let's look at this infographic. Tells me I have him at 133.
133? I've got him at 155, so I need yellow. All the yellow.
Ray, is that Stitcher thing still going down?
That it is. So if anybody is looking to listen to Stitcher Premium, specifically, maybe you want to listen to the Marvel Wolverine the Long Night podcast, you can go to our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, click the Wolverine the Long Night banner, and use promo code PUZZLE, and you will get access to Stitcher Premium for 1 month for free. So, yeah, there you go. You can listen to anything on Stitcher Premium, not just the Marvel podcast. But I hear that it's pretty good, so it's a good chance to check it out. There you go.
Alrighty. And local news? Hockey playoffs still. Love it.
Is that local news?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything that happens in the good half of this state is local news.
All right. There's a ton of local news, by the way, from Pontiac. There's Penn State spring game was Saturday night. The borough council voted to approve parking permits in the Highlands neighborhood. Like, there's a full paragraph about the parking permits in the Highlands neighborhood on Reddit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this.
That was a big controversy. That was a big deal.
Okay. Penn State got rid of the homecoming court and now elects two people regardless of sexual identity. Lots of pushback from the alumni. And drama. The owners of the building the Skeller was in didn't renew the lease for Gastigers and then leased it to Kelly Trosko. And Hurlockers previously purchased the liquor license that used to belong to Kildare's Irish Pub and are now selling it to Kelly Trosko. So we've got, he says, we've got a pretty incestuous dining slash bar scene in town. Which
we already have that. I mean,
that is true.
There's like three dudes who own all of State College.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And finally, the Dark Hearts has closed down for good. So a lot of local news from our friend, not local.
Yeah. Oh, his Alpha Team points out tomorrow, Saquon Barkley had a baby. He's going to get a bunch of money tomorrow. So good for him.
Do you give money for having babies?
Well, he's going to get drafted tomorrow. So he's going to get a bunch of money.
Okay, sure.
He's going to get an opportunity at a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's going to suffer under his rookie contract for quite a while.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Steve cracks the Liberty Bell. Ian, tell me more.
Someone was going to do it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, the everybody's favorite version of Captain America, two-star Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Corks.
Craig's version of Captain America. He is probably, I was almost going to say the most disappointing, but probably not. I think Falcon America is a little more disappointing. He's just not, because he's very similar to the three-star version, who is so gosh darn excellent. The two-star version is just a toned-down representation of that. His 19-cost yellow will put out 4 strength 166 protect tiles. His red is still excellent because you can target any type of tile with it to create the countdown tile that will return 8 of the 11, or I guess 10 of the 11 AP that you spend on it. And that does like 675 damage, I think. And the blue is a 2-turn stun that returns 10 of the 12 blue back to you, and you can target any tile with that. So being able to overwrite tiles with that is just makes him even more potent. But there's something about the 2-star that's just really not nearly as effective as the 3-star. I don't know. I mean, even when I'm using him in 2-star-oriented battles, I'm like, man, this guy's a bum.
His special power is that it's impossible to ever get his third color.
That's true.
That's what I've learned over the years.
That is true. As far as the, I don't know why, but as far as the 2-star recycling goes, he's always short.
Yeah, usually he's always yellow. Rough on me.
Yeah, he really abuses Craig. The obvious build is 355. 19 AP is too much to be an effective power.
Yeah.
And it just puts out strike or protect tiles. So.
Well, that and, I mean, the main feature of his blue and red is that they can override other tiles.
Right, right. They can override other tiles, and you get the AP, most of the AP cost back if you can, you know, if you don't get that that countdown tile blown up.
Right, yeah.
And you often don't because they're stunned. So, yeah, it's a pretty excellent combo. And that's Captain America, the 2-star version.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. 2-star Cap. He's okay.
Corks. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, Willie's bringing us a big bag of mail.
Uh-oh.
I've got the usual for you. Thanks, Willie.
Hey, thanks, Lumpy. First, Stink Palm said Ian was amazing in the last episode. He was engaged and highly focused. It'll be hard to keep up with that. Jenda's villain list was phenomenal. But maybe Bolivar Trask could summon the Sentinels a la House Party Protocol. I like that idea.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cactus Jack. Of course it was Cactus that came back with this. The secondary damage on the two-star bullseye isn't a myth. He made a video where he used it. However, in the video...
Did he provide a link?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I can copy that into the Discord. And it is available on the subreddit, on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. But as Jenda points out in the next comment, he did it against waves of characters that don't make matches. So sure. That would be how he was able
We had discussed you had to try it against goons.
Exactly. And he did, and was successful.
Wow.
Ava Vavoom says that Cactus beat her to it, but also gave it a try with one-star Spidey, and you can do it against anybody. You just need to hoard the AP and fire it all at once. So there you go. I believe she provided a image that shows the critical tiles all over the board. So it can be done, but the thing is, when you do it, you're not going to be using two-star bullseye against anyone who has 12,000 hit points. Like, he's too squishy to do that. So how useful is it? But Aestheticist said, as mentioned in the chat, the pie segment made a fantastic about face this week. Nice save. So there you go. And Joe said, he said it before, Ragnarok was the best Thor movie and the third best Guardians movie. I find that statement accurate. Yeah, I'm still on board with the darker Thor. I don't like jokey Thor, but
yeah, it's not the best. Yeah.
I like that better
than probably Dark World.
Having had people talk to me about it last week, I understand that Thor Ragnarok is the most reflective of the Thor comic, the style of a Thor comic book. I just, man, for every 5 minutes of story, they had to work in at least 2 to 3 minutes of joke, and I was like, just dial it back a smidge. And I didn't.
The 17th time he tried to calm down Banner by saying it's getting real late?
I have no idea. I stopped watching it at that point. I'd rather go outside and play washers.
You were still in the room at that point.
Ride a bike.
You may have been zoned out, but
it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard. After they opened up, like, do you have to fight Surtur to Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song? Just stop.
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
Dewing Illinois said, already feeling the synergy. Welcome back, Jenda and his melodious Irish brogue. He said that he uses Bullseye with Ms. Marvel and Hawkeye during the Daily Deadpool. Ms. Marvel's yellow is the main reason for using her, creates criticals with and then firing off the speed shot because of that. So, but the problem is Bullseye doesn't have enough hit points to warrant the super arrow move, so not really worth it. It is worth mentioning that Craig being gone last week seems to have a tiny effect on the amount of negativity in the show. Zing.
I wasn't the one here sitting here complaining about Ragnarok. I think I liked it better than both of you guys put together.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Jordan from Jersey says that Red ISO, yeah, the Red ISO drizzle is obnoxious at this point. The supports are all sorts of fun, though. You know, I gotta say, there's a lot of complaining about how little Red ISO there is, but how good would it be if there was a flood of Red ISO, you leveled up all your stuff, and then like 2 weeks from now, you're like, ugh, more Red ISO. I don't have any place to use this. I don't know. I'm just trying to be the devil's
argument. I got like 3,500.
I don't know what I have. I've used most of it, but in any case, that was just that's just my argument I'm throwing out. Jenda actually responded on the episode and said he couldn't remember exactly what the message was that got obscured from the Rocket and Groot Awesome Mix Volume 2. He mentioned it in the podcast, but couldn't remember what it was. It's the character name is so long that it blocks the message, this support cannot be swapped again for 2 hours, so that it just reads, this support cannot be swapped again. So it doesn't actually say 2 hours because of the overlap of text. In any case, he thought that was confusing and wanted to clarify since he mentioned it last week. Perondiak also did say that characters that he wants in the game, Cable and Bishop for sure, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, Legion, and then there are a host of characters from several different shows that haven't been added yet.
Boy, that was like a whole list of characters that I'd never want.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead? No?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Grinch McScrooge Sorry again for the wall of bullet points, which, no, you're not. You're not at this point. Ian is so much more focused and goal-driven in this episode. He's clearly taking it seriously. He's more of a Dwight type than a Jim type this time. I don't know what that is referencing. And he immediately blunders into a geopolitical gaffe. So,
all right.
He had to give you a little bit of shade there.
That's fine. I deserved it. Jenda did not, but he got it anyway.
Belated happy birthday to Ian and Craig.
Hooray.
He says that he runs Chimichanga and Korg with Gambit and Thor, Elemental Guns and the Milano with Gamorpha and Rocket and Groot. So making good use of all of the supports. He did say, I don't know who said it, got it right with Wong. Very clever. I don't know if that was you or Jenda. I don't believe that I said that, but...
It was almost certainly Jenda. Jenda knows things.
And then apparently there was a mention about how Bullseye got his third power recently. He said, well, maybe on a geologic timescale. Villain wish list, Mysterio, MODOK, and Deathbird. I had to look up Deathbird. I had no idea who that was.
I also do not know Deathbird.
Yeah, but I'm on board with the first two.
Mm-hmm.
And the pumped up character intro was realigned to be much, much better than it was live. Kudos to Ray. I don't even remember doing that, but thanks. So there you go. I ran through it quickly, but that what was in the mailbag. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Lumpy.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right. So it's time for Ray to edit things, right? So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we're here to pump you up.
You up. That was for your first week back. That was pretty good.
Brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify. So, this week's boosted characters. So, for, I guess, me and some others, the three-star world looks bleak because it was so good last time.
Yeah.
It is so equally awful this time. There's Elektra, who is, yeah. Hawkeye is a... I want to say he's a little bit better than Elektra. I don't think anybody likes Human Torch except for Joe.
His red She-Hulk. Does a lot of damage.
Yeah, She-Hulk's kind of a bum. I don't even know what... Three-star Star-Lord, he does some stuff. His green does AoE damage. Blows up a couple columns. They're just not good. There's not a lot of good pairings amongst them. I would say Hawkeye's probably the most effective of the bunch. But yeah... Really, I really appreciate that balancing effect because I was really excited last week. I'm really less excited this week. Let's talk about some 4-stars that will be boosted that everybody else will be enjoying. America is boosted this week. Everybody's favorite 5-star sidekick who increases match damage to make everybody's life a little bit better. Good old Ant-Man. He is underrated, but he does a lot of damage. He does a lot of tile stealing. He's a good time.
He's an aunt.
Right? And he does. He has one of the triple named powers, which is always important. The once mighty, but now has been downgraded to just one mighty. Good old Teen Gene doing AoE damage, and preventing critical matches.
Fezzik.
Yeah.
Good against groups.
Yeah. Not so long ago.
Oh, you know.
She was feared by all, and now she is... A side note.
I must have cut it out, but Joe had a comment about Teen Gene that he sometimes still skips her. And my only question to that is, you see Teen Gene in matches? Like, the moment I got 5-star champions, I never saw a 4-star again. I only see 5-stars.
I rarely see Gene.
Yeah, but in any case.
Right. The 4-star Luke Cage Power Man version. Dishing out tons of damage. Defending against some damage. Fortifying tiles. He's a good time.
Fighting around the world.
Yeah. He's making music, making songs, fighting around the world.
Have you seen that dude? Hold on a minute.
Uh-oh. I need
Russell Crowe.
Some context.
Born in New Zealand in 64, a hot-headed actor named Russell Crowe. He loves to act, but he loves one thing more. Fighting around the world.
Okay. Thank you.
Apparently is getting divorced.
Okay.
Is selling off all of his memorabilia to pay for said divorce.
Okay.
So that he was doing like this live, morning news clip or something somewhere, and they were selling off his stuff. And he looks real sad. Like, compared to what Russell Crowe used to look like.
Right.
Well, he's looking pretty sad.
Okay.
But one of the things he was talking about was that he was like auctioning off the jockstrap he wore in like Gladiator. It was like weird stuff.
Right.
See, and I mentioned it instantly appears.
Yeah. It was on Last Week Tonight. They bought a bunch of it.
Yep.
Okay.
John Oliver bought the leather jockstrap that he wore in his boxing movie that I can't remember what it's called right now. And a bunch of other things. But yeah, I did see. I did not know why that auction was occurring. I had no idea about his marital status.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man is a movie.
Yeah, apparently everything was for sale pretty much except for the Oscar.
I think so.
Wow, but the online host, or the host of this new show, mm-hmm. asked him if he was saving that for his second divorce. And I was like, and then I think it then, you know, the interview quickly ended.
Yeah, yeah. His does he still have like his original collection of his 30-odd foot of grunt albums?
I don't know.
The first pressings. So anyway, somehow that's Luke Cage 4-star. And lastly, possibly leastly, but not that leastly, good old formerly Baron Carl Mordo, or soon to be Baron Carl Mordo. I don't know which direction this Mordo is heading as far as his barony is concerned, but he's pretty good.
He's not bad.
I don't know anybody who's excited about him, but certainly no one's real down on him.
He's got magic boots. He's got a stick.
Right. Right. His blue does pretty good damage. His purple, does that generate some sort of colors?
What, his black generates charged black tiles, right?
Oh, right.
And,
there you go.
And his purple, I think his purple does, it steals and has a chance of doing massive amounts of damage. It's been a while. I don't know, but I think it can do massive amounts of damage.
That's fantastic. Throw him in there with pumped up Luke Cage and non-pumped up Iron Fist. Get yourself a brand new team right there. So those are the 4-stars. They're pretty average to above this week. Definitely getting a big boost from Luke Cage, Gene, and America Chavez.
Yeah, so, America's where it's at.
Right. Listen to me now. Believe me later. Yes. I'm on a roll. Thanks, Mystify.
Now I've completely forgot where I am. Oh, Vine time. Wow, that came quick.
Did it?
No. I guess not. It's 10 o'clock. Vine. My Vine is horrible because that's the way it lives. I got a bunch of Dawkins. I got some Black Panthers. I got loads and loads of 2-star Bullseye. But the sad one is I got a 5-star Thor die in there.
Oh, where's your Thor at?
Where your Thor at?
Exactly.
My Thor is a 515. I got another yellow. So.
Well, you just need to spend that 1,440 command points in order to get him up.
Oh, with the 14 command points that I currently own.
You're almost there.
I'll be there any second now.
That is, what do you guys got? That is painful. Dying Thor is... Ugh. Mine's really simple. I have 2 2-star Magnetos because I'm waiting to sell him. He's fully champed, and I'm waiting to sell him until I absolutely have to because he's one of my favorite 2-star teams. Yeah, that's it. I had to sell my black Old Man Logan, so he's gone.
Mm.
I had to sell a 5-star this morning, but meh, what you gonna do? So... My mind's pretty clear now.
What you gonna do when Hulkamania comes down on you?
That was not what I was doing, but I get it.
No. Brother!
Mine is equally simple. My 3-star Gambit is perpetually at 255, so I have varying days of red and black Gambit covers dying on my Vine. Other than that, everything went well. As a matter of fact, I got my final Iceman cover today. It was a bonus along with an America Chavez cover, so I was feeling pretty good. So I got another 4-star champion.
Ian, earlier, people were stunned that you have like 10 champion 4-stars now.
Yeah, I was just skyrocketed. I got one more. And I have a fully covered X-Force Deadpool that I have not bothered to champion yet because, I don't know, I might need the ISO for something.
Man.
Not really something better, but yeah, this is really creeping forward. Moving on up to the east side very slowly.
Deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yep, so that's my Vine, brought to me as always by This Vine.
This Vine.
Thanks, This Vine.
We should sing This Vine to the Good Time song.
That's
Ain't we lucky we got a This Vine.
And I'm out.
All right. Let's open some tokens. I got 8 of them.
What's that? That's opening tokens.
Yeah.
Are you opening 8 tokens?
No.
Okay.
They're just going to, well, I will open one. The rest are going to sit there until, you know, that new cap is available. Because I need me more of that Captain America. We never really actually talked about what he does, did we?
No, not at all.
Huh.
You didn't even mention that. You just mentioned he was released.
Yeah. Do you want to rewind?
No.
All right.
Nope. We can save it for another show.
Okay. Fine. Fine. I'm poking her in the face.
Okay, go for it.
I got a Valkyrie Bounty Hunter Black. That gets my Valkyrie to 131.
I can't wait.
That I'm gonna try. All. Right. I'm going to try the same thing. She's got some. The light is glaring off her pasty forehead in an odd way that I would just poke her right there and encourage her to apply her foundation more evenly. Hey, it's a Professor X. I didn't see that coming at all.
Well, no, because he was using his mental powers to be invisible from you.
You're right. It was a blind spot.
Yeah.
I almost forgot he was a character. I have him now at a humble 3-2-3.
Huh. Okay. I was curious. I had no clue where he was at for you. All right. So nobody got anything good, huh?
Nope. That means Ray gets a 5-star.
Well, we'll see. Nope. 4-star. It is a 4-star The Destroyer, Drax. So there you go. Throw that one on the pile. Good job, Drax. That puts him at a level 276. Meh. There you go. I never use him. I used him when he was boosted here this last week, actually. I say I never use him, but I only use him when he's boosted. And I always, I just fire off his randoms, his powers whenever they charge. So I'm always just surprised by what he does. It's kind of fun.
All right. Thanks, this guy. You know, we do got to mention, though, that cap. He can bring people back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes, he can.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Does good damage. Super excited to get some covers for that guy. More than one. One's not so useful. Anyway, you can tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, everybody. If you are an enjoyer of this show, and by that I mean in general, not this particular episode, please find us at the soon-to-be-named podcast network, of which we are a member. And there are many other equally excellent shows. Soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com to fill all of your podcasting needs. Some of those shows even contain Ray and I and guest star Craig on very special occasions. Again, that's a soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, I hear there's a new alliance called, you know, Soon to Be Named Network.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started by Donkey Teeth.
Nice.
He messaged me and said, hey, is this okay? And I went, I don't know. It's not my thing. So I asked Joe, who said that he was honored and touched.
Okay. Oh.
But in a good way.
Just like everyone else in Hollywood. Oh.
Donkey Teeth, would you like to tell us more about your alliance and your requirements? And is it full? And are you looking for members? And if so, how do they contact you to become a member?
That's all good questions.
In the meantime, Craig can start telling us more about this show if he'd like. Or you can talk about Cap if you really want to.
He brings people back from the dead. He does a bunch of damage. I will use him someday when I have more than one cover. But just think every time you think you've killed Gambit, he's just going to bring him back from the dead over and over again.
Yeah. 15 yellow brings him back from the dead with 30, starts at 30%, goes to 60%, I think, health. So yeah. You can restore your character to 60% health.
Which is going to be super fun with Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, Thor's dead. Let me bring him back up to like 40%. Get that going again. Oh, he's dead. Let me bring him back up to 40% again. Oh, that's going to be fun. A year from now, man, I'm going to be enjoying that.
So to tell you more about the soon-to-be-named Network Alliance... They're doing some recruiting on Discord. The Alliance is it's going to be a group. They're going to have full progression players and another one for casual players. So if any listeners are looking for to get in on the ground floor of an exciting brand new Alliance, the soon-to-be-named Alliance, check them out on Discord. Reach out to Donkey Teeth on Discord. Maybe even, I don't know, Reddit. But by all means... You will not be dissatisfied joining that alliance. Craig, you want to take us out of here?
Sure.
Cool.
All right. That's all we got this week. Check us out. You know, it's puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, our webpage, emails, social media things, all that stuff. Click on our Amazon banner, buy some stuff, buy your mom something, and then give us the money. Like, you know, a Puzzle Warriors 3 mug or t-shirt from cafepress.com /puzzlewarriors3.
Everyone wants that for Mother's Day.
Who doesn't? That's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, that this pie is good enough for John Carpenter. Good night, everybody.
Such a sketchy clue.
Yeah, because it's not that John Carpenter. Anyway. Yeah,
shush! Don't ruin my clues.
It was a bad clue.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. Mama's a bad clue.
It's a terrible burn.